Many in the crowd were clients of government programs that deal with the mentally ill, the physically disabled, the elderly, and the poor. As backers of government aid, they've often been labeled as being on the liberal side of politics. But among the parade of speakers at the rally were several that didn't necessarily fit that stereotype. The sheriff of Clark County, Gene Kelly, said, "Without an expanded program of free medical care, many Ohioans suffer, act out, and wind up in jail."
In Ohio, the county jails have become the largest mental health facilities in every community where there is a jail. Our county jails are overburdened with Ohioans who are off their medications, abusing drugs and alcohol, and who are suffering from undiagnosed mental health issues.
Kelly said last year the number of suicides was up 29% in Clark County, 42% in Greene, 200% in Madison. Also endorsing Medicaid expansion was the head of the Lima Chamber of Commerce. Jed Metzger said more government help is needed to get people off drugs. Right now, he said, drug abuse is hurting businesses that need workers.
And we were interviewing our employers, and the number one thing that came to the surface was the employees cannot pass the drug test.
A single mother of four told the crowd she earns $1,000 too much to qualify for free medical care under current guidelines. Pamela Harris said her kids are covered, but she is not, and she suffers from mental illness and rheumatoid arthritis. Her lack of Medicaid coverage, she said, means she has only enough cash to buy her mental health meds, and she goes without her arthritis pain meds.
I love my job and I don't want to lose it, but I'm afraid that the day will come that I will not be able to do it anymore. If Medicaid expansion passes, I would qualify under the new guidelines and I could get all of my prescriptions filled. It would be wonderful if I no longer had to make the choice to pay my electric bill or buy my medications.
The star of the rally was another example of strange political bedfellows.
Now look who's in the house, folks! It's the governor!
Here was the usually conservative governor, John Kasich, being lauded by advocates for demographic groups that rarely vote Republican. Why the praise? Because he's led the fight to convince Ohio legislators to approve a Medicaid expansion.
Every single human being is equal in the eyes of the Lord. We're going to do everything we can to help those people who want to help themselves.
Kasich is often a critic of big government, especially on the federal level. But he's backed Medicaid expansion because the feds are offering to pay nearly all of the expense in Ohio, to the tune of several billion dollars.
We need to get our dollars to take care of our people.
Minority Democrats in the legislature strongly back Medicaid expansion, but Kasich hinted he's still having trouble convincing his fellow Republicans, who dominate the House and Senate.
I think we're doing a little better. Not a lot better, but we're doing a little bit better in being able to bring this home.
Many Republican lawmakers are hearing protests against Medicaid expansion from Tea Party activists and other conservative constituents. There's even this video floating around YouTube.
President Obama has a new tool to advance the government takeover of health care in Ohio, Kasich Care. Kasich Care will create hundreds of thousands of new government dependents and cost taxpayers billions of dollars, burying our children in debt. Just when Ohio.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.